Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Dalcanton. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Lemons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave Lemons. And now, play ball. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom takes first base on ball four. Otis moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Sheinbloom moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. Sheinbloom moves to third. Piniella moves to second. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a pop-up beyond short. Potek can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. May moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheinblum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Andrews fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Lemons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemons is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Allen reaches second base with a double. Johnstone goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dal Canton. Allen moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkpatrick. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Kirkpatrick steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemons covering, for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a line drive towards third. Spezio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Lemons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bruce Dalcanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton is 0-for-1 in the game. Dalcanton hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dalcanton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allen moves to third. May moves to second. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a line drive towards third. Schall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Kirkpatrick goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly throws the ball into Morales, who tags Mayberry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rojas scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Andrews moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews scores. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Tom Bradley pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Dave Lemons. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Potek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Vicente Romo now pitching. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Potek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Allen steals second. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spezio takes first base on ball 4. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis bunts towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Terry Forster now pitching. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Morales reaches second base with a double. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive towards short. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. May is hit by the pitch. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.